And joining us now is the chair for Raleigh's Historic Cemetery Advisory Board, Amy Fix. Amy, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Not bad at all. So I guess the natural question is, why are so many people attached to this cemetery?
I think a lot of it has to do with not only the history behind Dick and the desire to recognize mental health care for what it was then compared to what it is now. And then also, because the cemetery had declined due to erosion and vandalism, as well as the entire sunflower field, you know, used to be a landfill. So at one time, there were garbage trucks just driving over the cemetery. So there are a lot of people that just realize that the cemetery needs the love and care that it deserves.
So with you and other volunteers, what do you do in order to clean up the cemetery? What does that involve?
So my understanding is back in the early 90s, a group of volunteers created the first markers for a lot of the people who are interred in the Dix Cemetery. And they're granite markers that are laid sort of flat in the ground. And over time, they sink. So what we did is we removed those markers, we dig them up, we lay down some gravel underneath so that it raises slightly above ground level, and then we backfill. And then in that way, all of those markers stay upright and level.
And unfortunately, many of those who were laid to rest at Dorothea Dix were never claimed by their family, and their mental health diagnoses were a stigma at the time of their death. That's pretty sad commentary.
Absolutely. I think part of the reason the volunteers back in the early 90s even installed those markers in the first place was to be able to give the name to the patient and at least the date of death. There are some older stones. Oh, I apologize, my dog's person.
Your dog wants to be on the radio this morning. It is Friday, after all. Can't blame him.
There are some older stones that are upright as memorials, but for the most part, of the 750 or so markers, they're all those, like I said, flat markers that were created to at least recognize the date of death.
Dorothea Dix Park is undergoing a transformation and a redevelopment that has been in the news on and off for years. How critical is it to maintain this cemetery?
I think it's very critical. Part of the benefit of Dorothea Dix is it's truly a place for everyone. Transformative public place, right? This wonderful green space in the middle of Raleigh. And it is one of those private-public partnerships, truly, that's there for the community. And again, where the cemetery sits right next to the sunflower field with this beautiful view of the Raleigh skyline, it's really just a fantastically peaceful place.
And as you alluded to, it's also important to preserve history.
Correct. Yeah, there's so much history in Raleigh. In addition to Dix, we have other historic cemeteries in Raleigh that the board oversees. And again, through the city of Raleigh and the Parks Department, maintaining all of those cemeteries as beautiful green spaces that offer park-like environments for people to visit.
Amy Fix is the chair for Raleigh's Historic Cemetery Advisory Board, the Dix Hospital Cemetery operated between 1859 and 1970, and she and many other people were recently out and about making sure that they could keep the cemetery as orderly as possible. Amy, thank you so much for joining us. Hope you and your dog have a wonderful weekend. I know it's going to be a very busy one, at least I hope it is for the dog and for you, and thank you so much for joining us here today.
Thanks very much. I appreciate it.
Thank you.